Dying is simple. It all just stops. You're dead. The people around you dying? That's the hard part. Okay, because you keep living, knowing that they're gone, and you're still here. What you should be scared of is living, knowing that you didn't do everything you could to keep them here.
Welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 7, entitled Heads Up. It was written by Channing Powell, who has done White Collar and The Walking Dead. And it was directed by David Boyd, who has worked on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Sons of Anarchy, and Friday Night Lights.
Nice resume.
Sons of Anarchy, really good, just violent. But it's all the seasons, I believe, are on Netflix.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights, awesome. Like, I need to just go ahead and rewatch that whole series. Very good. All the seasons are on Netflix. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, dope.
I don't watch, but I think season one is on Netflix.
Right.
All
right,
so we already did our instant cast the other night, and here we are with our full recap, talking about everything we liked and did not like of the episode. But overall, what would you say that, did you like the episode?
I loved the episode.
We only have one more episode left for the mid-season finale, or the episode left is the mid-season finale, and then I think we go on a two-month break. I think they don't come back until February.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me, because literally as soon as Walking Dead ends, usually maybe 2 weeks later, Game of Thrones comes on, so I just get real excited. Like, you know, you forget about Walking Dead because, boom, next week it's like Game of Thrones is on, so.
Yeah, and we are covering that. So
yeah, we're covering that too. We'll discuss it a little more because we have a letter about that as well. So we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead. The way our podcast works, if it's your first time tuning in, awesome. Go check us back out. We did Fear the Walking Dead, and then we started covering Walking Dead from season 6. Like how you're supposed to. You don't start from season 1. You start from season 6, you know? But yeah, so we did Fear the Walking Dead earlier this summer, and then now we did Walking Dead. And the way the podcast works is we do our likes, our dislikes, and then we have any listener letters that wrote in, and then we have an award and a prediction at the end. All right, so for our likes, we're just going to go ahead and start it off with Glenn is alive.
You know what? That was Nicole-like.
You don't like that?
You know what?
Oh, you're mad because when we were watching the second time, Gary, when Eaton had the gun to Glenn, Gary's like, shoot him! Shoot him! Because that was Gary's prediction of who would die.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Come on.
Too bad he survived.
Glenn being alive is like the best news ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, but, you know, he was my prediction. You know, he should have been died. Okay. And, you know, I don't get how he got out of that.
Yeah, I mean, some people had a problem with it, but I mean, damn, just the other day, Game of Thrones put their season 6 poster out and Jon Snow's on the cover.
Yeah, but we're talking about The Walking Dead here.
I know, but I'm just saying, sometimes you can forgive a show when they fake you out. Like, so if Jon Snow's alive, I'm cool. Glenn's alive, I'm cool. Those are some fake outs I'm cool with.
Nah, I didn't like it. And I didn't like how he crawled from under a body. You know, no walker grabbed his leg and say, come back out here.
Right. I did see that a lot online. A lot of people saying.
You know, that's Nicole's like.
Okay. I liked it, yeah. I mean, Glenn's a nice guy, you know? He deserves to keep surviving. All right, so the makeup effects on the zombies on the outside of the dumpster in Glenn's area, they were really good. Like, did you notice the zombies? They were scary. I was like, whoa, I'm surprised I'm not sitting here scared because I usually get scared of that stuff. But the zombie effects were good. I thought they did a really good job this week.
Yeah, they did a better job with the hands and everything.
Yeah, they covered all the bases. Their hands were old and zombie-like.
Because I was getting tired of seeing zombies with clean hands.
Clean hands, fingernails all manicured and polished. And yeah, that does take you out of the... out of the show. It takes me out of the show when I see some of the characters all clean and polished, and I think that's on our dislikes. We have something on that later in the episode, but yeah, I like the zombie effects. The next of our likes is two of them. Rick taking Gabriel's poster down, but Gabriel putting it back up immediately. I thought that was super funny.
That was funny. It was funny. But I'm glad Gabriel put it back up. I thought Gabriel was going to jack him up for a second.
No, I didn't think that. But when he put it back up, I was scared because Rick is just not a reasonable person anymore. So I thought when he put it back up that Rick was going to come back and like attack him.
Attack him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like hurt him or something.
Oh, man, you take it too far.
No, but if Rick did that, then he deserves to be put in jail because you can't just go around hitting people and stuff like that just because they do something you don't like.
I just think Rick is over Gabriel.
Yeah, but Gabriel hasn't even done anything in a while.
Well, you know, ever since he told Deanne, you know, that they can't be trusted, this right. is a bad group, I don't think, everybody's got over it yet.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a while.
Well, technically, it's been a while for us because it's from last season, but it's only probably been like 3 days for Rick. So he's probably like, fuck you. You just was talking shit about me just literally yesterday. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So we got little Rick Jr., a.k.a. Carl. I thought it was super funny how he kept, like, every time Rick was giving Ron advice on how to shoot the gun, little Carl had his little echoes, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be scared. But you'll learn. I'm like, what the fuck? Shut up, Carl. Ron is older than you. Ron looks older than Carl, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you know, I thought it was funnier the way Ron looked at him every time he said
something. Yeah, every time he said something, Ron had that look that was like, you don't shut the F up, you know? It's like literally if you're with your friend, like when you were a kid, and they were being rude to you, but you're at your friend's house with your friend's parents. You can't say shit because their parent is right there.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like. It felt like Ron wanted to say something, but it was like, damn, his dad's right here. I can't even say nothing to him. But I thought it was funny because I know Carl probably didn't mean any harm by it. But Carl, sometimes I think he forgets that he's a child still. Like, he's gone through so much. So, you know, he looks at Ron as a child and he's an adult, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I know a lot of people are pretty much sick and tired of Morgan. They don't like Morgan. They want Morgan to die and all this other stuff.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either. I don't get it. When we waited, like, forever for Morgan to finally come back on the show.
We waited seasons.
Seasons, years for him to come back. And now you guys, he does one thing you disagree with and you don't like him?
Now that he's a nice guy,
people right. hate him. He's a good guy. We don't like him. So, but I liked how he explained how people change. And it kind of brought me to, like, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And I think that's what Morgan, I mean, he never referenced the Ten Commandments, but I think that's what he's thinking of. And I once had a conversation with this lady. She's, like, very spiritual and everything. We were talking about, like, thou shalt not kill. And I was like, well, you know, only if it's not in self-defense. And she's like, no, it says thou shalt not kill. That means you just don't kill, like, period. There's never, ever a reason to kill, like, even not even in self-defense. I don't know. I thought when she told me, I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. I like that. Like, I like that theory. So I just thought of that conversation I had with her. And some people may not agree with it, but you have to just respect it because that's someone's opinion. And that's where I think Morgan's kind of coming from. Like, yeah, these people are wrong, but this is his philosophy. His philosophy is thou shalt not kill or I will not kill. And that means I'm not going to kill. And that's the way he wants to live. So,
and you know, a lot of people develop that philosophy. I think that's just a turning point in the Walking Dead period. That's a stage that everyone goes through. We've seen Tyrese go through that stage,
yeah,
where he didn't want to kill anyone. We seen what's the guy named who owned the farm?
Herschel.
We saw Herschel. Oh, Dale too. Herschel go through that stage where only kill if necessary.
Yeah.
And yeah, Dale.
Dale was like that.
So we see people, everybody, every now and then make that transformation. We saw Rick's, you know, turn into a sharecropper.
I don't have a problem with that. But Rick was never on that, I'm not going to kill anyone.
He didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to do nothing before him. So he didn't want to kill anybody. Rick shut down, period. So I think everyone go through that stage. But I think Morgan's going to be back.
Okay. And if he's not, I'm fine with it. You can't force someone to kill. That's a pretty big ask to ask someone to do that, if you think about it. But anywho, I like his explanation for it, and it makes me appreciate it because he's standing by what he believes in. Rosita giving Eugene the business, I really like that. You know, her saying dying is easy, but watching your friends and family die, that's what's hard. And
Eugene ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, and Glenn kind of gave Enid the same speech. You know, he told her, you got to survive for your family, and but either way, it was good advice because it's sometimes it's pretty much saying stop thinking about yourself. because when you die, you're dead. It's over. It's done. But you watch your friends die and you still live. That's what's hard.
Gene was, you know, still worried about protecting people's toes and stuff.
Yeah, Eugene's like, what did he say about open toe shoes?
Yeah, he said he don't want to swing that weapon around. You know, there's some people around with open toe shoes.
Which I'm thinking, who in the hell has open toe shoes in the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, all I'm wearing is gym shoes.
Right. I gotta be ready to run at all times. All times, you gotta be ready.
Running from walkers, I'm running from people.
Running from Rick. And this is just a small like, but I did like it. When Tobin said to Rick not to give up on us yet.
Yeah, I didn't really like that.
Why didn't you like it?
Because I'm tired of the speeches. I'm tired of everybody getting lines. I didn't really care too much for him walking to, you know, come to help Rick when he gave his story. Yo, just help. Just hand me that wood and shut up.
Okay, I was fine with it because we've seen Tobin talk a few times now, last season and this season. So I didn't really see him as like who is this guy coming up talking.
Yeah, I just prefer not to hear it. Just help Rick get that wall together and keep it moving.
All right.
Everybody want to give a speech.
Yeah, they do. Or tell a story.
Because, I mean, how many times are people going to tell the same story? That, oh, we were scared when you came, Rick. Oh, Rick, we didn't know what to think about you. You know, we heard that story. Everybody keeps telling that same story. Cool. Y'all didn't know what to think about Rick. Now y'all know who he is. Deal with it. Let's move on.
No, I get you there, because there are a few things that get on my nerves when they keep repeating and repeating. But I guess in this case, I didn't feel that it was a conversation that had been done too much already. So I was okay with it.
It's time to show and not tell. See, he's sitting there conversating, bumping his gun, and Spencer's making moves.
Yeah.
Spencer's trying to make moves. He's trying to get up out of there.
Right.
Trying to leave Walker solo.
Right.
Now, see, that's what I like to see. I like to see action.
Yeah. And we'll just skip to it because that's kind of a few items next on the list, though. Spencer, him escaping was very stupid. Let's just say that right now. He didn't think ahead. He didn't think.
You know what? If he would have made it across, it would have been stupid.
Yeah, if he made it across, it wouldn't have been stupid. But I thought it was very, very brave. Like, who else would have did that shit? And then also him speaking up to Rick. Like, when Rick was like, you come to me. I'm like, fuck you, Rick. Who are you, dude? You just got here a couple weeks ago. But with him telling Rick, would you have listened to me if I would have told you my plan?
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that. Another thing that I liked, and I think you agree, is we find out where Enid live. I think we talked about it a few episodes ago. Like, who is she living with? I mean, it was not that big of a deal. It was not like a big mystery.
Yeah, but it was just bothering us.
Yeah. It was like, who's her guardian? Like, you know, we know her parents died, so who exactly is watching this girl? And then, like, she's been gone for a day or two, and it showed Olivia. Olivia was sitting there chilling, reading a book. So, like, she's like the worst guardian ever. She didn't know the girl was missing?
I mean, she probably used to it.
Okay.
And then, you know, she's not her mother.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's probably telling that.
Yeah, you're not my mom. But yeah, because she did say she's like, I stayed at Olivia's place, but I
No, was Olivia on my probably own. Told her that. Like, get it yourself. I ain't your mama.
Right. Right. And then finally, we have Tara giving Rick the finger. Classic. I loved it.
Yeah, Tara stepped up. All headshots.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
She was good. She was good.
She was.
She's come so far from when we first met her, I think in season 4, when she was with the governor.
Yeah. And wasn't her sister with the governor?
Yeah, her sister was dating the governor, and then the sister, well, I'm assuming the sister died. She killed the governor, and then her child died, the sister's child.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tara's come a long way. Any more likes?
Yeah, I have a like. Nosy Carol. I put that on my like list.
Okay. Following them.
Yeah, she's like the nosy neighbor. You know what I mean? You know, I always want to see what's going on when somebody walking past.
On the porch and everything.
Yeah. And I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, because actually, if you think about it, Carol was being nosy when the wolves came. That's how she saw them come, and she went into action.
That's
so
what they call her Nosy Carol.
Yep.
That's what they call her around the neighborhood.
I doubt if they want to stay alive, they better not call her Nosy Carol.
You know, Nosy Carol. It's like two houses down.
Right.
I was in everybody's business.
All right, so I think that covers it for our likes. We are going to go to dislikes here. Enid's attitude was sort of a big dislike to me. And once again, I don't know if it's a dislike of the show. It's more like just a dislike of that character.
Right. You know, I'm still confused about Enid's character, because we've seen her, you know, we saw the story and we liked it, you know, how she came to Alexandria. But, you know, she kept saying, just survive somehow. Then she went to run away.
Run away, yeah.
And by herself.
By herself.
And so I don't get that. So I'm still trying to figure her out.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes me think of, like, what Sasha was telling Abraham last week. Like, you have a roof over your head. You have walls. Why would you go out looking for trouble? And although Alexandria was under fire when she left, that fire was contained. It was not to the point where, like, when the farm got overrun, you know, or whatever, with walkers. It was not to the point where the prison got overrun with walkers and bad people where they had to leave. Like, there were still walls there. There was no need to leave. Have your escape plan ready. You know, have your emergency plan ready, your emergency exit ready, but don't leave when you don't have to. That's not surviving.
Yeah, she left when it was over.
Right. So, yeah, I don't get her. And then even her running away from Glenn and pulling the gun on him.
Yes, it's weird.
Man.
Her character is weird, just period.
Yeah. I she's going to get a lot of hate mail for pulling that gun on Glenn. Because I actually kind of got a little upset. Because I was like, I know Glenn did not just survive that to get killed by, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad it didn't happen. Even at the same time, it had just been so sad and brutal and...
That would have been epic.
Yeah, it would have been epic for Walking Dead to go that far. Like, oh, damn. But
like, everybody thinking Glenn's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enid, take him out.
Yep, yep. Glenn's whiskers was just like his little mustache. I'm not going to go too far into it because I think someone wrote us in on it. But it was like, how long was he under there for? Like, he was under there for a day. I know men have to shave even daily, but we've seen them out. Like, they've been out, like, at Terminus or walking the streets for weeks at a time. Dude never had whiskers before. And then he's under a trash can for a day and he has whiskers?
Yeah, he's up under a trash can for a day and he has the full caveman going.
Yeah, the full caveman. I was like, how'd that happen? We've seen them walking the streets for weeks at a time. Thirsty, hungry, barely can move. He have no facial hair. So I was like, I like that they added that as a touch, but you can't add that as a touch now, season 6, when you haven't been doing it before.
Maybe he was stressed out up under the trash can.
It doesn't matter. How did those whiskers come about?
His hair is growing faster when he's stressed, when he's scared or something.
I don't know. I was like, what the hell? But okay.
They should have put a little gray around it. That's how scared he was.
I don't know. I mean, I know that had to be a scary thing. That was good how they showed it, even showing him how dehydrated he was. Even though, once again, I was like, you were only under there for a day. But, you know, I get thirsty after a few hours. You realize, oh, my gosh, I'm thirsty. Haven't drank anything. So,
but he wasn't too dehydrated.
No, but he was, like, trying to pick up bottles of water.
He had enough energy to chase Enid down.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Rick and Tobin working together. Them working together was not necessarily dislike. But it was like, where in the hell is everyone else? Like, right now, that should be the number one thing everyone's doing. Like, I saw some people, they were, you know, Rosita was teaching them how to fight. That's fine. But where the hell was Heath? We didn't see him.
Man, we haven't seen Heath for a couple of episodes.
And then once again, we got a couple Alexandrians. And we're like, where in the hell did they come from?
Yeah, now they're sneaking people in on us.
Sneaking people in. It's like, why are you sneaking these people in that we don't recognize at all? But you haven't shown Heath again. The two Bruces, the one that tried to steal the food.
Yeah. I wonder, did Heath come back?
Heath came back.
Well, we saw Heath with
Scott and Michonne.
And Michonne, but, you know, Heath could have got to the gate and said, man,
I'm out. Nah. But I don't know. It's just like, where is he? The two Bruces. There's a few other people. It's like, where are they? Everyone should be out right now on high alert fixing not only because the walkers, but because of the people. Wolves. So I just didn't get, like, where everyone was. You know, are they at home chilling, playing board games when they should be out there doing something? So that was just kind of a dislike to me. You and I both kind of discussed this one. How did Ron know which bullets to get?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Dude just learned about a gun.
Just learned how to pull a trigger.
Just learn. And now he knows exactly what bullet. There was like 20 million different bullets to get right there.
He walked in and just grabbed the right ones. Well, we think he grabbed the right ones.
He obviously grabbed. And then how he know how to put them in, like, all that stuff. How did he know all that? Like, to put the bullets in, and I don't know.
Yeah, that, you know, they were reaching.
Yeah, they were reaching.
I call bullshit on that.
I do too.
He went there and just reached, grabbed the right ones, put them up. Yeah, I didn't like that. Because right now, that's on our bullshit list that, you know, he went in there and knew which bullets to grab. Now, if he would have actually shot Carl in the ass, it would have been different. You know, we forgot all about the bullets.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this dude really disliked Carl. Shot him in the ass.
And then that's sort of a dislike, too, and I'm not going to go too much into it because someone wrote us in on it, but, like, how long were you going to follow him before you pulled the trigger? Like, you pulled the gun out? I don't know. Maybe everything, all that took place super fast, like, from the time he pulled the gun out to where the time the tower fell. But it just seemed like, you know, he had the gun out, pulled out for a while.
He pulled a Rick.
Yeah, he pulled a Rick. When Rick saw Jesse and her husband walking.
Yeah.
He was thinking about it, so, okay. And then finally, we have Rick giving Deanna a lecture at the end.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Like, first of all, Deanna's your elder. Show some respect. And then second of all, she doesn't need to know what her son did was stupid. Like, she's coming here to you, thanking you for saving her son's life. And Rick's going to give her the old okey-doke speech.
Yeah, what your son did was stupid. Yeah. You know, like, she don't know that.
Right.
No, Rick, I always want to give somebody a lecture.
Right. No one gave him a lecture when Carl used to leave the house and do all this other nonsense and kill random people.
Right. When Carl was about that disrespect.
Right.
No, I hate you, Dad. You know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now he want to give everybody a lecture every time he speak to him. Somebody's going to beat Rick's ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Someone's going to beat him up. All right, that's all we got right now for likes and dislikes. It was a good episode, but I guess just, do you have anything else? I don't think we have anything else. That's all we got. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and do our listener letters. We'd love to hear what you guys thought. And actually, some of our likes and dislikes were in the letters, which is why I didn't really get to talk about them, because some of them I didn't want to say anything that someone else wrote about as well.
Yeah, we didn't want to go too deep in it, because I think this is the most listener letters we have gotten.
Yes, we got about 4 emails, which is like big for us. So this is
big. Well, we got more than 4 emails.
Yeah,
we have 4 writers.
People. Yeah, 4 people. So we would love to hear from you guys, dead@theverdictsin.com, dead@theverdictsin.com. It really does make the podcast even more insightful because you get different, you get more than just Gary and I's opinion when you write in and stuff that we didn't even notice or didn't even pay attention to or whatever.
Right.
All right, so we got a first email from Tiffany. Thanks for writing in, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Sure. Happy Monday. LOL, you two crack me up. I literally giggle all morning at work. Nicole using JSSing in regular conversation. And oh, you think you grown? And Gary wanted to throw flags in the play? LOL. Thank you, Tiffany. She said, I loved this week's episode. Yay, Glenn's alive. And it might be the only fake out I'll be okay with the Walking Dead producers. So don't make this a habit. I think Enid left right when the wolves had started attacking. And she was gone by the time Carl put the casserole out of the oven at the end of that episode. So she got out right before the herd broke off from the main group. And I think she's mentioned this because, and I think in our instant cast we talked, like, how did Enid not know about the herd? You know?
Yeah.
But, like, even if she didn't know about the herd in general, per se, she knew walkers were out there because she saw them at the trash can where Glenn was. I mean, it's not like just, it was like 3 or 4 walkers. There was a lot of walkers out there.
Yeah, a lot of walkers.
So it was like, come on. Be smart about it still, Enid, I say. Is it just me or did Glenn grow a mustache while he was under the dumpster? Yeah, I was so distracted by his lip wispies. And we discussed that. Yeah, like, what was going on there with that?
that was crazy.
It was crazy. What is the deal with the teenagers and the ZA? I mean, Emo Enid and Raging Ron, cool nicknames. The hormones will pass and you'll want to live. I like the way Glenn was dropping zombie-earned knowledge and wisdom on Enid. He was working on his dad tone. Yeah, he's going to be a father, so get ready for those teenager attitudes pretty soon. Well, maybe 10 years or something, 10 to 12 years. Quick highlights. Rick surveying Alexandria and just keeping an eye on everything, minus the Band-Aids. Carol also surveying Alexandria but using Judith as a cover. Loved how she followed Morgan and Dr. Denise. The Alexandrian semi-apologizing / groveling for continued protection by Rick. The meeting with Michonne, Rick, Carol, and Morgan.
That right there, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that should have been on my dislike list.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like how they said Morgan down. That's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too, because when the camera first panned in, I thought it was just Rick and Morgan having a conversation. And he's like, yeah, Carol told me she saw you. I was like, damn.
Yeah, then I found out Carol's snitched, a snitch.
She snitched on. Then next thing you know, I'm like, what? It shows Carol. I'm like, wait, Carol's sitting at the table, too.
Like, Rick called her out, and she's right there.
She's right there. And then it pans out, and then you see Michonne standing there, too. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck? This is like a parent-teacher conference. So they sat him down, like... I didn't like how they did him like that.
Yeah, I mean, they had other stuff to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, there's walkers on the outside of the gate.
Right.
And they sit him down like, I mean, what are they going to do, banish him right
now?
Right,
you can't banish him.
It wasn't a time or place. And plus, he's a grown man.
He's a grown man. If Rick wanted to talk to him, it should have been a one-on-one. It definitely should have been like a group meeting.
What do Rick really have to say to him? The guy don't want to kill anybody.
Right. You going to force somebody to kill Dr. Gabriel or Dr. Gabriel. Pastor Gabriel don't even hurt anybody. He doesn't kill.
Man, I never seen Gabriel. Anything. I never seen Gabriel with a Bible.
Eugene. He has had a Bible.
Eugene
can't fight either. So at least Morgan can fight.
Right.
You know, there's other people that are completely useless. They don't can't fight, can't kill nothing. At least he's trying. He does fight. So they need to chill out on that.
Yeah, I mean, he got some sweet karate moves, for real. All
right, she said, when Rick was trying to teach Ron to shoot, and Ron kept asking for bullets, and then Rick gives him the look like, if you don't shut up, I'll snap you, smack you across the face with this empty gun. Yeah, Rick kind of did give him that look like, chill out, you know? Yeah. Ron was going a little hard for those bullets. When Rick was trying to teach Ron to shoot, and Ron is basically being a little jerk, it's like, really, dude, is every male in your family a little douchey? Do you remember what happened to your dad, right? So
do you think Rick would kill little Ron?
If Ron gets in the way or Ron tries to do some shit, yes.
Yo, if Rick killed Ron, man, that means walking this guy in dark.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at what happened. Look at the flowers, you know?
Yeah, it was real.
And those were little girls.
Yeah, it was dark.
Yeah, it was pretty dark.
Yeah. I couldn't look at Carol for like a... Until the next week.
Until the next week. Yeah, it got a little dark there, and then... Well, I was gonna say Sophia. We never really saw Sophia actually die. We just saw her as a walker. But yeah, they can do it. They can definitely do it. Then she just says something about, you know, Carl being a butthole. Like, you're gonna be scared, but don't worry, it's cool. I like that. Pastor Gabriel hanging up the group prayer signs and Rick snatching them down. We talked about that. That was pretty funny. Rosita getting hardcore on Eugene. We love that. Spencer trying to climb across the. I'm across. She said, I actually get his reasoning. If I can get to a car, lead them away, I can help. And I also understand why he wouldn't tell Rick, because Rick would have slapped him across the face with the empty gun. At least the Alexandrians are doing something besides being scared, shitless, and staring at each other with slightly judgy looks. That's why I liked Spencer trying. You know, it was stupid. It was not a good plan.
I don't even think it was stupid, because like I said, if it would have worked... Then he would have been a hero.
He would have been a hero, yeah. And maybe that's what he likes, because he did save them a little bit from when the truck, and he got to, like, kind of brag about that.
And he did save them a little bit from the pantry.
From the pantry. So I think Spencer has that, like, hero complex where he wants to be a hero or whatever.
Maybe.
Just some quick quotes she mentioned that she liked. The only things keeping you from being a monster is killing, which is Carol.
Which that was a great quote.
Yeah. And we have someone else that talks about that scene as well. You point a gun at me and I'm the asshole. I did like that. I forgot to mention that in our dislikes. And she said, these children need to hear they are being assholes. She's right. That was what Glenn said that to you. Yeah. The world is trying to die. We're supposed to let it, eating it. And she said, well, her actions make a whole lot of sense now. It would explain why she doesn't really go out of her way to kill zombies, even though she can. And why she's always sneaking around Ghost Cell. If the goal is to let the world die, then she doesn't want to do anything to disturb that.
Right, that makes sense.
Actually, I like her explanation here, but I didn't really like that quote when Enid said that. Like, the world's trying to die, we're just supposed to let it. If you're supposed to let it, then what's up with you running JSS everywhere? If you feel the world, which you're part of the world, is supposed to die, you know?
Yeah.
Why are you JSSing then? I didn't get that part. She said, great episode this week. It looks like it's going down next week. The I Ain't Fearing Shit, Enid, she is so emo right now. It's actually keeping her alive. Someone might need to be breaking into Alexandria. Enid's like, oh, Lord. I can't be bothered with murder right now. Let me slip into the woods. Someone's trapped under a dumpster. Eden's like, God, I'll throw him water if he stops whimpering so I can finish brooding in peace. Yeah. So that was funny. She kind of does have that, like, just that plain, you know, look, like.
Yeah, that nonchalant.
That nonchalant, you know, no expression. Like, have we seen her smile, like, ever? Death prediction. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to say Ron. Whatever's about to go down between Ron and Carl is going to be interesting. But since it looks like Ron is involving a gun, I'll give Carl plus 10 carnage points. In the slap fight, they were on equal footing, but with the gun, Carl has the edge. And does Carl keep a gun on him as well?
Yep.
That'd be funny if they end up playing chicken. Like, if Carl knows and turns around, like, next week, and we see Carl turn around and shoot Ron. That'd be kind of cool. Like, if he just had that feeling, that sense.
Carl, turn around and run, don't we?
Yes.
When we see the tower falling?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see the chicken thing happening. I mean, I see the chicken thing happening. He's running right now.
Right.
But I don't see him, you know, actually trying to play Ron.
Okay. And she said, hope everyone enjoys the holidays and have fun with your family. Thank you, too.
Same to you, Tiffany.
And she said she also thought it was funny that Yolanda and herself took completely opposite viewpoints on Abraham, Sasha. And she said, love hearing your thoughts, Yolanda. So cool. Thanks, Tiffany. And then Tiffany also wrote another email. And actually, I'll read that one last because I want to discuss that one. We have an email from Yolanda this week. Hey, Nicole and Gary. Hey, Yolanda. I hope Miss Gloria is caught up because this is one of the better episodes of the season.
She better be.
Yeah, she better be. Oh, she was not caught up. I spoke with her today. She said you spoiled it for her. You wrote on Facebook about Glenn being dead, and she hadn't watched it at the time.
You know, I got a lot of hate mail over that.
Yeah, that's what I forgot. I mean,
see me personally, if I don't watch anything, and I know that everybody on my Facebook page are fans, mm-hmm. I don't get on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that, but that's your mom, so I didn't say anything. I was thinking, why were you Twitter. On Facebook?
I don't get on no social media.
Right, right.
But for some reason, man, I had a Gary, I'm going to kill you type mails that day.
Yeah.
Even when I got to work, people, you know, looking at me like I done, you know, killed their best friend or something.
Right. I don't get on Twitter. If I know I missed an episode, I won't get on. Oh, I haven't lately. But if I were to miss an episode, I wouldn't get on Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
I mean, I sat by myself at lunch that day.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to sit with me. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that but sucks. It's cool. That's cool.
Sucks. Yeah. She said, I can't believe this season has only covered 2 days, which is, once again, what I was talking about. Like, how did Glenn grow that mustache so fast and everything? My dislikes. Yeah.
Yo, everybody hated the mustache,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't mention it, but I'm pretty sure she didn't like it either. All right, she wrote, my dislikes. Does nobody look behind them anymore? Carol was boldly following Morgan and Denise. Then Ron was following Carl, and nobody noticed they had a shadow.
Right.
Good point. I'm going to give it I ain't fearing shit to Spencer. That fool tried to shimmy his ass on a wire over a herd of walkers, and he talked back to Rick. Even though he lost his shoe, he did grow a pair.
I like that.
I hope Rick sees the Ricktatorship is cracking with this group. If you don't at least hear what they have to say, they might take action on their own.
True.
Yeah. Most likely to die should be Morgan when Carol finds the wolf he's hiding. I'm telling you, earlier that day, she looked like an old school Catholic nun ready to take a ruler to Morgan's knuckles. I'm sure she thought, this mother clucker better not. When she saw Denise following him to the jailhouse, I like Morgan, but if he crosses my girl, he got to go. Time to clear his ass out of Alexandria.
But you know what? At least Morgan put him in jail.
Yeah, it's not like he's chilling up in the house or something.
It's not like Morgan's, you know, put him in his closet and told him, shh, you stay here.
Right.
You know, Morgan put him, locked him up. In fact, they could probably get information out of him.
Maybe. Are your people going to come back? I don't know.
Where are they at?
Mm-hmm.
How do we find them? Oh, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Where they at?
But, you know, you got to say stuff three times, three different ways.
Right. That's how you get the answer.
That's how you get the answer.
My wild card for next week is Father Gabriel saves Rick. Maybe then Rick would forgive him. Well, not forgive him, but at least ripping down his prayer flyers. Can't wait for Sunday. Gonna eat my cheese and caramel popcorn mix from Garrett's and enjoy the show. That's like a little shout out to Garrett's. I guess they have some good popcorn.
Yeah, you gotta try that.
Yeah. Greasy fingers and all. Hopefully I'll have enough left when I listen to the Instant Cast next week. Okay. Real quickly, she mentioned something on the Instant Cast. I just listened to your Instant Cast. I think Eden was the one who distracted the walkers away from Glenn. Which, why would a can just roll past them and one of the female walkers was looking up when it walked away? So, I've seen that theory a few times online as well.
Yeah, because, I call bullshit. I threw a flag on that.
Why?
I threw it. That's what she's talking about, because I said, how did the, you know, where did the walkers go to?
Okay. Okay. And she's explaining.
Yeah.
Okay. She had to have already been put in that spot, or she had to already been in that spot because the window was walker trapped when Glenn climbed in. That's true. Also, she knew the small herd was on the alley, but she didn't know a bigger herd was headed for Alexandria. And that, once again, goes back to what we were saying as far as how does she not know about the herd? So she knew about the small herd. She just didn't know about the big one.
Yeah. How did she get past the herd?
All right. Here she has a big disagreement with us. And Glenn and Morgan are not alike. I think we said they were alike. We were like, they're the same. They both don't like to kill. She said, the wolves are brutalizing people. Enid only pulled a gun on Glenn when he grabbed her. Enid's not a bad character, just a teenager. That's it. Hope you're recording. And I wrote her back, and we were supposed to record last night. We got way too tired, and then we didn't record until now.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. So that means we have to record and edit all in the same night, which sucks.
Well, I'm glad you disagree, but I just have to disagree. Because I think that Morgan is the same guy.
As Glenn. Yeah, because I think we mentioned it earlier, because I saw it somewhere else, or someone wrote in, Glenn has never killed anyone.
Right.
I don't see anyone giving him shit for that. And going back to season 5. And you know what?
It's not like Morgan's not killing walkers.
Yeah, he's killing walkers.
He's killing walkers, yeah.
But now, yeah, going back to season 5, when they killed the people in the church, remember Glenn and, what's his wife, Maggie, were looking at Rick and them like they were on cray cray?
Right.
You know, like, oh my gosh. But I think it was the manner of how they killed them. But still, Glenn hasn't killed anyone, and no one has said shit about that.
Glenn hasn't killed one single person.
Not one single person, but still, he's a beloved character. Yeah, we need to chill out on the Morgan bashing.
Glenn even tried to save the guy who tried to kill him.
Right. Come on, man. Nicholas was a danger to that society. He really was. And yeah. Glenn gave him multiple chances, brought him back. Who knew what Nicholas would do?
Nicholas almost killed him twice.
Yeah, come on. But we forgave Glenn, because that was just his character.
Nicholas got Everybody Hates Chris killed.
Yes.
And Glenn still embraced him.
Yep. Let's be careful when we try to judge Rick. Or not Rick. Morgan. All right, so we got a new email from Kara. First time email.
Hi, Kara.
Hey, Kara. She said, hi, Nicole and Gary. New listener here. Love your podcast on The Walking Dead. Thank you. I really enjoyed Heads Up. So many great references to the title during the episode, aside from Enid throwing the water bottle to Glenn and yelling the words. You have Spencer with his silly attempt crawling across the wire, Ron following Carl with the loaded gun, and Carol noticing Morgan bringing Dr. Denise to the Alexandria jail cell.
It's nosy Carol.
Nosy Carol. Lots of Heads Up in this episode. And I liked her. I liked her saying that. That was good.
Yeah, that was. That was good.
I'm probably one of the few people who like Father Gabriel's character. Yes, he has backstabbed the crew with his comment to Deanna, but I feel sorry for him. He's just paralyzed by his fear, much like Nicholas and Aiden. The fear overtakes him so much that they don't make the right decision. They sometimes can't make any decision at all. They just freeze. I'm really hoping that they don't kill him, because there's potential for a great redemption story in his arc. Let him save his flock next time, much like the Alexandrians. Much like the Alexandrians, he is late to surviving the apocalypse school of survival, but I believe he can learn. I think some of the Alexandrians can learn too. I hope Rick gives people a chance. I miss the more balanced Rick. Season 6, Rick is more like the governor than he has ever been.
Yeah.
Just too cold, in my opinion. Hopefully Glenn and Michonne can help swing him back more towards the middle. I also feel bad for little Sam. He is confused, and his question to Carol was heartbreaking. It is hard for the adults to figure out who is the monster and who is not. So I imagine for little children, it is all the more confusing. And I like that as well. I mean, yeah. I kind of do feel sorry for Sam. You know, he's confused. He's like, did my dad turn into a monster? Right. Did those people turn into monsters? And I'm like, I don't know if he's meaning monsters in the figurative sense, or if he's really meaning like the walkers. You know, so I did feel bad for Sam. It was kind of sad, which makes me think like something bad's gonna happen to him.
There you go.
Pretty soon.
Because this guy is sad, now he gotta die.
Yeah, that's what always happens.
No.
We'll see. I'm really excited for next week's episode. The stage is set for a crazy walker bashing ride. I hope they don't lose Alexandria to the herd, but chances are they will. One good thing about the captured wolf is that One thing good about the captured wolf is that Carol can throw him to the walkers to buy some time to escape. And please, please let that church steeple and wall fall onto Ron so he can't use that loaded gun on Rick or Carl. Which brings me to my next thought. Isn't it ironic that the church steeple fell and broke down the wall a few hours after Rick went and ripped down Father Gabriel's flyer about the prayer circle by the solar panels at 1 p.m.?
That's a good observation.
She's like, I'm just saying, maybe Rick shouldn't have done that. Best, Kara. Thank you so much for writing in, Kara. I loved your feedback. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, that is a little... it is ironic that Rick tore those flyers down. Like, ripped them down
In a sense, Rick tore the wall down.
Rick tore the wall down. Let's blame Rick, you know? Maybe he should have let Spencer... Well, I don't know. Well, he didn't not let Spencer... But you know what? Maybe Spencer would have went across if they didn't start fussing at him. He couldn't concentrate now. Spencer, come back! He's like, fuck, shut up. I'm doing this. Let me go. You making him the longer... You know, he had to think harder and probably put more weight on there. He probably could have made it across if they sat there and shut up for a minute. In my opinion. So, I don't know. All right, next we have a few messages here from Tamara.
Yeah, that's my homie Tamara.
Hey, Tamara.
She saved the instant cash, y'all.
Yes, yes. She's the one that sent us the video that when we couldn't see the last, those last 10 minutes because of Charter.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I wrote them a nasty letter.
Did you?
No.
You know, I haven't either. Really. I should really, have.
But I need to.
I know, I should have. It's not too late.
Dear Maybe Charter.
Get a month free or something. I don't know.
You know, you really fucked up this time.
Yeah, yeah. You really did a number, Charter. You really did a number there. All right. Shira, I'm extremely excited Glenn survived exactly how, like I said he would. It's something strange about Enid. If you notice when Glenn goes upstairs, there are cans of eaten food as if she has been there for a while, like before Glenn was trapped. So if she wasn't there, who was?
Yeah, and I thought about that too. Maybe that was her hangout spot.
Mm-hmm, because we saw her leave the walls before.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And I think at this point, they're really close to home.
So do you think she was just JSSing out there?
Maybe, but it still doesn't make sense. Why? That's not JSSing.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
That's stupid, you know? But at the same time, it could have been somebody else's hangout spot beforehand. That's what I'm thinking. It's, you know, we're 2-3 years into the zombie apocalypse. Other people probably could have survived there at one point in time and then felt the need to leave or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And then we also know Aiden and Nicholas were there at one point, too. I don't know if they stayed for long, but we know they were in that area.
Yeah, they were there.
Still wondering, why did Spencer feel like the plan was going to work? And did he even see a damn car to run to once he got to the other side? That is a good question.
That is a great question.
You know?
Like, what car? What car was he running to?
What car were you going to run to? And are you sure that it was going to... Were you going to be able to get in there fast enough to start the car up and all that stuff? So, yeah. I mean, I guess one thing I did not like about the whole Spencer jumping or trying to go is that, like, we just saw him, like, 2 episodes ago scared out of his mind when the wolves came. You know, he hid with his mom. And then now he like, just went really fast.
Well, you don't... No. Scared. But see, it was gradual.
I don't know. It's only been a few episodes.
He was scared, you know, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Next day, he turned to a thief. He was stealing crackers.
All right.
Then once you turn to a thief, you know, you turn to a killer.
You know what?
It's gradual.
When you just said that, I was going to let you, that gradual thing go, because I was like, yeah, it has been several episodes. But it doesn't matter how many damn episodes. It's only been like 2 days. So you're telling me Sunday he was scared out of his mind. I mean, Wednesday he's wanting to be brave?
He was getting bolder and bolder.
That's fast to get bold that fast. I mean, Eugene, look at him. He's still scared. It's been years.
Well, you know what? If I was Spencer... My feeling, you know, Morgan hurt his feelings when Morgan said hi then.
Yeah, but Morgan wasn't trying to hurt his feelings.
He wasn't trying to, but, you know, that's just do something to your manhood.
Right.
So I think he had to bounce back from that. He was like, oh, tell me to hide. Steal these crackers, then I'm going to save the day.
Right. Drink the courage juice and everything else. Okay.
Right.
I'll get to him. She wrote, not trusting Carl, Ron near Carl at all. Definitely not. And I love how Carol doesn't miss shit. Her eyes catch everything.
But, you know, I kind of feel sorry for Ron.
Why?
Because Carl did take his girl.
Carl didn't take his girl. His girl's off being crazy.
But you know he's young.
Everything seems so important then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, you know, he's seeing Carl. You know, he's probably in love with... You know, Enid need to come back. Enid,
yeah.
Yeah, Enid need to come back and put an end to this craziness.
Right. She does. She needs to straighten some things out. Just pretty much what Sasha told Abraham to do with Rita. She needs to put a stop to that jealousy. All right. Rosita might just die the next episode trying to protect Eugene, who is out in the open looking scared as usual when the walkers come into town. I think with all these pep talks that Eugene has been getting over the last two seasons, I think he came in season 4 and he got a couple pep talks last season from Tara, and then now he's gotten a pep talk. I mean, he's gotten several pep talks. I think this is Eugene's moment to finally... I mean, well, he's had a few moments where he's protected them. Because he helped with Nicholas.
But you know the crazy part about this is Eugene might be the one to make it to the end.
Right. That's, of course, how it always happens.
You know, because everybody protected him, feeling sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, nobody ever set him down and was saying, Eugene...
You don't kill.
You don't even kill anybody.
They don't even say you don't even... beat anybody up. He doesn't do nothing.
He doesn't even help.
Now think about, where was he when the wolves came? Hiding, because we never even saw him.
Yeah, he was in the...
Oh, yeah, the medical hospital.
He yeah.
said that's where he belonged, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, no one sat Eugene down either, so we need to stop being so hard on Morgan.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen Morgan protect a lot of people during that. Yeah, he even chased the five wolves.
Yeah.
He chased the five wolves out the gate.
Right.
It is, and it's not his fault that Rick was pulling up at the time.
Yeah. He didn't know that was going to happen. All right. Maybe Enid was up there when Glenn was under the trash can and she swayed the walker's attention elsewhere so he can get out, because the walkers looked as if they heard something. And as soon as he came from under, there she was right with the water. So that was her. That was another theory, her saying that Enid's what kind of helped sway those walkers away.
All right.
So, yeah, I like that theory because a lot of people had it. So, sounds about right. Thank you, Tamara, for writing in.
Thanks, Tamara.
And then our last email we had is from Tiffany. And it was just a small email, but it was so sweet and I loved it. And I actually think it's good that everyone hears it. So, I wanted to discuss it, of course. She wrote, hey, Nicole and Gary, download your other podcasts as well. We've mentioned several of other podcasts. I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones. She's a huge Game of Thrones fan, which we are too.
That was our first podcast.
Our very first podcast we started this year on their 5th season.
Yeah, so don't be too mad at the quality.
Yeah, yeah. I went back and listened not too long ago, and we get a lot better. But yeah, if you get through those first few episodes, we didn't really have all the equipment. We were learning. We even shared a mic, I think, episode 1 or 2. I mean, we were...
Yeah, we're just passing the mic back and forth, giving our thoughts.
Yeah, so... But I think by episode 3, maybe episode 4, I think we start coming to our own.
Episode 5, 6,
7, 8. So hopefully we've gotten better. If you listen to that one and then listen to us now, hopefully we've gotten better. Mainly what I want to talk about in her email here is she said, I want other people to listen to her podcast because I think you're both hilarious and my type of nerdy. Thank you. I never considered myself nerdy, but then like I'll talk to people about stuff I like and they're like, you're such a nerd. And I'm like, am I? I thought that shit was cool, but whatever. So let me know what I can do to put your podcast out there. So thank you. This is awesome. Like, I wish everyone write us that and be like, how can we help you put your podcast out there? We're a new podcast. So I'm not going to go on because I know people are like, I don't want to hear this. So I'm going to be really, I'm going to be quick about it.
I just came here for The Walking Dead.
I really can give a fuck. Yeah. Okay. All you have to do real quickly is like our Facebook page, facebook.com/verdictsin. Like that. Every time we post our podcast there, share it. Have people tell your friends, oh, you're a Walking Dead fan? Here's a podcast you can listen to on your way to work, or you're washing the dishes, or whatever the case, you're working out. Also, follow us on Twitter. You can retweet our stuff there. All of those are very easy, takes half a second. Best way is word of mouth. Everyone knows that. What's the lady's name? She just had those pies, and the guy made the video, and everyone's like, her pies went famous because of that video. Miss Patti LaBelle, right?
Patti LaBelle, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Patty pies.
Those pies sold out in like 2 damn days, you know, because of word of mouth, all from a YouTube video. So, yeah, have our podcast go viral. That'd be awesome. And last thing, way if you want to support, there is a monetary way you can support on our website, theverdictsin.com, top right corner, there's a button that says support. You can give a monetary donation. And you're wondering, why would the fuck would I give you money? It's because the podcast does cost a little bit of money. Every month we pay an amount to our podcasting hosting site to host all of our different feeds, like for Game of Thrones, which is still not, which is not on, but we still pay monthly for that feed. Ballers, all up a different podcast, even though they're not on, we still pay monthly for that feed. So if you ever go, hey, I want to give $5 to Nicole and Gary, help them out, give whatever you can. You're a baller, go ahead, give as much as you want. There's no stopping you. So those are
no stopping you.
No stopping you there. So those are all the ways you can support us. Just consider, I guess, that our ad for this week. So we haven't been doing that lately either. We haven't been doing any ads. So,
well, you know, the reason we haven't been doing ads, because I feel like, what, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, I don't want to stop the party before it starts.
Stop the party before it starts. Yeah, we have done ads in the past, but I think we'll wait until we gain a little more traction to do ads. All right, so now for our predictions.
Yes,
and
yes.
And awards. The I Ain't Fearing Shit Award this week. Drum roll, please. I'm giving it to Spencer, and I hope I don't get hate mail for it, but I thought Spencer, even like I said, his plan was stupid, but if you think about it, he was not fearing shit in that moment.
Yeah, you know, I like what he did, but I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, all Spencer was a drunk man at the time.
You think he was drunk at the time?
He was tore off his behind.
I don't know about that. There's nothing to show evidence or show proof to that argument that he was drunk.
There was evidence. There was all the proof you need.
All right.
Dude, you're trying to tightrope over some zombies.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that, like, you're not fearing shit. You're going for it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
So you're going to give all the winos in the world, I ain't fearing
no,
shit.
No, I'm not giving, don't call him a wino. I like Spencer.
Okay. I mean, I kind of like the act, but yeah, Spencer's drunk. Okay. That was a drunk man's move.
All right. And then, so who do you give it to?
I would have to give it to Enid also.
Okay.
I have to. Because Enid, she's out there on her own, ain't fearing damn thing. Nothing. I mean, she's past just surviving. She's not even caring no more.
Yeah, but is that really...
She's trying to let... Yo, she said, if the world would have died, let's let it. Why stop it?
Yeah, but if she's really not fearing shit, and she... Then why... I don't know. Why did she stay so close to home? I mean, no, she's not... I don't agree with that at all.
And then, you know, Glenn said, come on, let me take you back, protect you, whatever he said. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm here solo.
Well, then why does she have that gun? Why, I mean, why is she still JSSing? Why does she have to write that sign if she's not fearing shit? She wants the world to die.
I mean, come on now. Just because you ain't fearing shit don't mean you don't need protection. There's people out there trying to, you know, she's a young girl by herself. She need protection.
All right. I don't agree with that award, but, you know, everyone has their opinion. All right. Most likely to die. I have two options because I don't know where they're going to end up next week. I'm assuming it's going to be in Alexandria. But at the same time, it's like, how can they not show us what's going on with Sasha and Abraham? So if they show Sasha and Abraham and Daryl, I'm going to say Abraham's going to die. If they show us just Alexandria only, my prediction is that Ron is going to die. And I'll put plus two more characters because I don't think just one person's going to die.
Well, let's just keep it real here.
Mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead hasn't really killed anybody this season that mattered.
Yeah.
No one. They always killed a random person that they just introduced the episode.
Mm-hmm.
In this episode, they introduced like two random people we never seen before sitting in the grass.
Gary pointed one lady out. He's like, I swear we saw her die before.
Yeah, one lady we saw die already. So. And they brought her back. They brought her back just to die again in the season finale.
Yeah.
Not season finale, the mid. Yeah.
The mid-season finale, yeah.
Right. So, I'm going to put it like this. If they go back to Sasha and Abraham, the person going to die is the person they hit with their car on the way back. That's who's going to die.
Who they hit with their car?
Nobody yet. They're going to hit somebody with a car.
You think they're going to get in another car crash?
They're going to show somebody walking down the street, you know what I'm saying, you know, with his bag. He's hitchhiking. They're not going to see him. Boom. That's one dead person.
Okay.
If we go back to Alexandria, we're going to see that the little... curly hair black dude.
What curly hair black dude?
The one that we never seen before. You, the one we pointed at, like, who the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. It's like, where'd he come from?
We gonna see him, and we gonna see the blonde head lady who, like, died three times already.
Yeah.
Now, those are gonna be the people who die.
I think she had black hair or brown hair. Well, that lady in the background?
Well, she had, like, blonde hair the first time she died. Okay.
You know who she looked like in this episode? They showed her real quick, but I swear she looked like the girl from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's what she looked like.
That's exactly what she looked like. Yeah. So what's she doing here? So, yeah.
She died already. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. But as far as anybody of importance dying, I don't think so.
They need someone important to die.
You know, they have disappointed me so far this season. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep predicting somebody who we know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's going to be Abraham. You know, it's no way Glenn get out of this. Glenn had like 5,000 zombies on top of him.
Right.
Glenn get out. We see Abraham climb the gate, the walker, you just scratching him up. I mean, we've seen too much stuff happen and nobody die.
I think Deanna's going to die too now. Think about it.
We know her too well.
I got a few people. Deanna, there's going to be at least one kid, maybe even two. Ron and Sam. That's going to be rough for Jesse. So, yeah, I got a few predictions. I can't make my mind up. But overall, I guess I would say Ron probably. But I got I think five people are going to die. I think they're going to go hardcore.
I doubt it.
All right. Well, that's all we got tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back Sunday with our instant cast. You can hit us up at dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.